Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome. Just want to say thank you for joining me today for this podcast, and I want to give you a little background about who I am before we get started. I am the Unboxed Educator and the founder of Unboxed Learning, which was born from my passion for doing things differently and intentionally. After more than a decade of experience as an educator, coach, and instructional leader, I created Unboxed Learning to support teachers and school leaders in breaking free from outdated systems and unlocking new ways to engage, inspire, and lead. Through professional development, which in the future we will be offering, the main focus is on integrating STEAM and PBL into your everyday teaching, but also leadership coaching. I help schools reimagine what's possible, not by adding more, but by thinking differently. My goal is to help educators and administrators create vibrant, culture-driven classrooms where curiosity thrives, innovation is sustainable, and a little bit of chaos is actually part of the plan. So, I'm no different than most of you. I am just one inspired, spunky educator on a mission to unbox learning across every level of school culture. So, now that you have a little bit of background about who I am, let's get into it and let me reintroduce myself. So hello and welcome to the Unboxed Educator podcast, where we think freely, teach boldly, and lead differently. Again, I am the Unboxed Educator, your host, and today we're diving deep into a topic that's often overlooked but has a profound impact on student success, staff morale, and the overall health of a school, which is better known as school culture. So we'll be talking about the hidden cost of ignoring school culture and what leaders can do to shape it and inspire lasting change. So let's get into it. Whether you're a teacher or administrator, or someone who cares about education, this episode is for you. So let's unpack this together. So just to recap, what we're talking about today is the hidden cost of ignoring school culture. So when we talk about school culture, what do we mean? School culture is not just about posters on the wall or a catchy slogan. It's the invisible glue that holds a school together. It's the shared beliefs, values, and behaviors that shape how people interact and how learning happens. But what happens when culture is left unchecked? When leaders fail to prioritize culture, the results can be costly. First of all, low morale amongst staff. Teachers feel unsupported, isolated, and disconnected. And then that leads to high turnover. Educators burn out and leave taking valuable knowledge and relationships with them. And lastly, well, not quite last, but almost last, you have student disengagement. When students don't feel safe, seen, and valued, then motivation and achievement plummet. And then lastly, you have resistance to change. New initiatives flop because there's no trust or buy-in. So what research shows that schools with positive cultures have higher student achievement, better attendance, and stronger teacher retention. The hidden cost of ignoring culture is not just academic, it's emotional and financial. And it can be very costly for the success of your students. So when we think about that, what can leaders do to shape school culture? And how can they do this intentionally to inspire lasting change? So we're going to kind of dive into what are three powerful strategies that you can use. And some of this you may be like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. I can do that. And it's easier to say it than it is to execute it. And that's fair. But let's talk about that for just a minute. So first, you want to model the culture you want to see. Culture starts at the top. Leaders who model transparency, respect, and collaboration create a ripple effect. And this means that you have to be visible. You can't just sit in your office all day behind a closed door. You have to be willing to listen and also show some level of vulnerability. Now, I'm not saying tell all your business to your staff and be completely transparent, but you still have to be human in this work. And the reason why, it takes us to the second strategy, which is prioritizing relationships, because schools are human-centered organizations. Invest time in building trust with staff and students. Celebrate their wins and create, share stories and create opportunities for teachers to collaborate and grow together. Align actions with values. Every policy decision and initiative should reflect your school's core values. When staff see that your actions align with what you say, trust deepens. And that's where that real change takes root. And even if you think about that in your personal life, are you going to continue to be around or hang around people that you don't trust? Are you going to share and work with and collaborate with people that you don't trust, especially when you have a choice? Inside the school, you don't actually have the same amount of freedom or autonomy to make that choice. So you have to ensure that everyone in the building is aligned to those core values, okay? And thinking about that, just sharing what that looks like in the field. So bringing that to life. One of the schools I worked with had very high teacher turnover, sky high, and the morale was very low. And the principal realized that the staff felt disconnected and, unheard. So instead of rolling out another top-down mandate, the principal started small. So what can you do for low effort but in high impact? The principal started hosting listening sessions, doing surveys, which I know initially does sound like another thing, but it can be highly effective over time. And acknowledging the challenges that the staff shared and co-creating solutions with the teachers. Okay. And with doing that, the culture shifted. It was slow, but the teachers felt empowered to take risks, share ideas, and support one another. The results, not only did it drop turnover dropped, but student achievement began to climb because the educators were more passionate about the work and about the learning, all because the leader invested in the culture. So I want you to think about that. And I know, in the South down here, school is pretty much out. Up north, they probably have about another couple of weeks or so. So I know this is the season where you have time, and this is where administrators spend time working on the next school year. Why not make a part of that plan being intentional about culture, working with the other members of your administrative team to ensure that that is a priority and it can be felt when you walk through the door. So when you think about that, I guess this would be something like a call to action. So this is my challenge. Ask yourself, what's one small step you can take this week to shape the future of the culture in your school? Maybe it's coming up with a sunshine committee. Maybe it's a simple thank you note. I had one principal one time. Every morning, everybody had a sticky note on their door and something very small. Remember, low effort, high impact, right? Maybe it's starting a conversation about values. Maybe it's creating subcommittees, because just like in business, and we'll get into that at some other time, I actually used to be a supervisor in a call center. Everyone doesn't want to be a supervisor. Everybody doesn't want to be a coach. Everyone does not aspire to be an administrator. You have some individuals that have a great and deep passion for teaching children, but they still want to be a part of the process. So think about those individuals on your team that you can give leadership roles to, that can lead a potential sunshine committee, or someone that is over not just sunshine, but teacher recognition, dropping the notes, a way for them to feel involved without having to be in a titled position. So that's where you can start your conversations about values. And just remember that culture doesn't change overnight, but every step matters, okay? So when thinking about that, if you want to dive deeper, I am working on some resources. I'll have that information out shortly. But the website is Unbox Learning. I'll be posting more resources as we build, because this is new, but it is born out of what I have experienced. And my greatest desire is to ensure that educators, instructional coaches, and administrators feel empowered to do this work and to expand their mind just a little bit into that area of growth mindset, where we, I guess it's a pun intended, think outside the box. So the goal of Unbox Learning is to help educators and educational leaders think freely, teach boldly, and lead differently. So one thing you'll learn about me, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. So some of the podcasts may be shorter or longer than others. This is the first one. When we have guests, that is my, you know, hope, so that I can bring as many resources to you all as possible. But again, here for a good time, not a long time. So today I want to say thank you for joining me today on the Unbox Educator, again, founder of Unbox Learning. So if you want to keep the conversation going, you can connect with me on Instagram at Unbox Educator. Or if you want to search me on LinkedIn, that's fine. But until next time, remember, culture eats strategy for breakfast. So let's get the culture right. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining me. Unbox Educator.